On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
What up, everybody? Hope you had a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. This is JP Finley coming to you with another episode of Redskins Talk the Podcast. As always, Rich Tandler is here. Tandler, what is up, man?
Hey, doing great. Had a great Christmas.
Good. Glad to hear it. All right. Well, funny the difference a week makes. When we were on the podcast last week, everybody, it was the Grinch had stolen Christmas from the Redskins after that Panthers loss. And now after a blowout win over the Bears, and almost more importantly, the Cowboys beating the Lions on Monday Night Football, the Skins are right back in the playoff hunt and control what happens next.
Yeah, you know, would not have thought it. I had a put a poll on Twitter last week. I think it was probably about 75% of the respondents said no playoffs for the Redskins. Put one up this morning, and it's right around 80% saying yes, playoff for Redskins. So, yes, things can and do turn around in a hurry.
Yeah, the NFL's funny like that. All right, let's talk about the matchup that's coming, because that's the most important thing. Skins beat the Giants. How much do you think the Giants are going to play their starters? I think it'll be pretty similar to what the Redskins did last year in Week 17, where the starters all started and played, or most of them anyway, and then guys slowly started coming towards the bench kind of midway through the second quarter.
Yeah, you know, I see what you're saying, but this is it's a different situation because the Cowboys had nothing to play for. And, you know, and then the Redskins could just go in and, you know, neither team had anything to play for. This situation, Giants have nothing to play for, but the Redskins do. So I don't know how much that will affect things. You know, I think, you know, I don't know if the Giants are, because the Redskins last year could get off, they were able to get off to a good lead against the Cowboys. You know, they got things rolling. It didn't really, you know, and then they could pull their starters. You know, the Giants, at what point, you know, if Eli Manning is struggling and is completing, you know, let's say he's, you know, 8 for 20, you know, and has thrown two picks, do you keep him in or do you take him out?
Well, I mean, that's kind of the thing is, to me, the biggest question is Odell Beckham. What do you do with Beckham? And he's a guy that's having another great year, but he's also a guy that has trouble keeping his emotions in check. We saw it again on when they lost to the Bears, or I'm sorry, when they lost to the Eagles last week.
But do you just not play a guy because, you know, who has a chance at 100 catches? He's like got 1,300 some yards. I don't think he's near any landmark in yards necessarily because he can't control his temper.
No,
I mean, what kind of message does that send?
I think you play him. I think you play everybody, but I think you play everybody, but I don't think anybody plays in the second half. Anybody of note, Eli, Beckham, you know, guys that are dealing with injuries and stuff. I mean, if you think about last year, Trent Williams didn't play the whole game. I don't think Deshaun played the whole game. So there are other guys that you can rest.
I mean, it's two categories. It's injured guys, you know, borderline injured guys. Like, if the situation was flipped and the Redskins had the number 5 seed locked up and the Giants were fighting, no way you would play Jordan Reed, no way you'd play Suwan Cravens, and maybe one or two other guys.
I wonder if they'd play Robert Kelly if the situation was flipped.
Yeah, that's true. You know, get Mac Brown some run. But I just think it's a dilemma. I see what you're saying, and I'm not necessarily disagreeing, but you know, I just think it kind of could propose an interesting dilemma for Ben McAdoo. Is, you know, the offense has not played well, you know, lately. They were, you know, their defense has been bailing them out.
Right.
So if the offense is playing poorly and it's halftime, do you pull them?
Right.
On a sour note like that, and then, you know, you don't get a bye, obviously, as a 5 seed. You're playing the next week. So, and, you know, it's easier said than done, I think.
Well, the Giants haven't scored 20 points since Thanksgiving. They haven't scored 20 points in 4 games. The closest they got was 19 against the Eagles. So to your point, maybe you want to get them cooking, get that offense moving. I don't know that they will, honestly, but plenty of offenses have moved the ball pretty well against the Redskins defense, so you never know.
I mean, they're a get-well defense, that's for sure.
Right.
As long as you don't throw the ball into triple coverage like Matt Barkley did.
God, Matt Barkley was bad, 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 bad. You know, there is kind of a flip side to this that I feel like we're not really discussing. What if Ben McAdoo and the Giants are like, screw this, we're going to knock them out of the playoffs?
Well, they could try, you know, and I think the Redskins should go into the game expecting that. You know, I think it would be kind of a, you know, this is different. I was reading, I think it was a New York columnist, you know, saying this is different from 2007 when the Giants were trying to keep the Patriots from going undefeated.
Right.
You know, this is, you know, that's when Coughlin kept in his starters and everything. And Coughlin, you know, McAdoo is not really that well established. You know, he's had a good first season. You know, they've done some good things, but not really thanks to his side of the ball, which is offense.
Right.
That's why they kept him around and promoted him, because he had Eli Manning playing well. But, you know, can he risk going in there, you know, going in there? Now I'm kind of arguing the other way from what I was saying before, but can he risk, you know, if Eli never gets injured, that's a bad example, but if some, you know, if Sterling Shepard got injured, if Beckham got injured in the third quarter, can he risk that?
Yeah, and I think because Derek Carr just got hurt and because Marcus Mariota just got hurt, I think that's going to kind of just be in the psyche of coaches this weekend that are coaching on teams that have already locked something up. But then right. again, Jason Garrett kept Dak Prescott into the very end Monday night, and Dak was running the ball up the middle, taking shots. It was pretty remarkable to watch how the Cowboys handled that game. Kind of regardless, I think the Skins can't even entertain the notion that they might be seeing a lesser Giants team. I think in the NFL, almost regardless of the opponent, even like the Browns or somebody, if you take a team lightly, they can come out and punch you in the mouth.
Right. Yeah. You know, well, there's one other thing that I just thought of. You know, okay, as far as Eli being in, you know, say you do want to say they've got some banged up guys on the offensive line who are just either just over injuries or, you know, have been kind of limping all season long. If you take a starting offensive lineman or two out, do you want to leave Eli in there? Now, to be sure, the Redskins are not exactly the fiercest pass rush out there. They haven't exactly been getting kill shots on quarterbacks or anything.
Right.
But, you know, does he want to take that chance? So there's just so much that goes into it. You know, I just don't think McAdoo first of all, he's going to talk about playing, you know, when he's talked to the media, which I think will be tomorrow, he's going to say, hey, I plan on playing my starters. I mean, that's...
He's got to say that.
That'll be the line.
Yeah. He's got to say that, too, I think.
Right.
I also think, what do you think of the nuclear tie option?
Oh, it's nonsense. Absolute nonsense. You're talking about them intentionally going for a tie, the Packers and Lions?
Oh, no. I don't think anybody's intentionally going to tie. That is silly. But I think just the outright dismissal of like, oh, they're not going to tie. This has been the weirdest year of my life. Like, think about the crazy things that have happened in this year. I think the utter dismissal by some of a tie, especially considering the Skins already have a tie this year. There's been two ties already. I don't think it should just be dismissed out of hand.
But two ties, okay, there has been... So there have been 240 games so far this year. Two ties is still less than 1% of games. You know, is it a possibility? Sure it is. You know, it's a possibility the Redskins could win the game and, you know, a meteor could hit FedEx Field and, the whole thing would be destroyed. So, you know, there are all kinds of
scenarios that
you can concoct. Now, I will say... that maybe the chance of a tie in Lions-Packers is slightly better than 1%, because if it does get to be, let's say if it does go into overtime,
yeah.
you know, there gets to be 5 minutes left, a situation where, like you had, it was a Kubiak of the Broncos, I'm not going for a tie, I'm going to try to kick a 60-yard field goal to try to win it, and then I believe it was the Chiefs came back and won it. I think they will play it safe, obviously, since they can't gain something from the tie. But the Lions, what's at stake for the Lions is coming right back in the next weekend and playing at Ford Field rather than going on the road. So they do have a pretty strong incentive. But there is probably a slightly better chance for a tie in this game than there is in your average game.
I think trying to compare it to a meteor and all that is exactly what I'm trying to say is ridiculous. Ties happen. I don't know how often meteors hit football stadiums. And that's exactly what I wrote last night or whenever I wrote something. If this game gets late and it is tied, there's a lot more risk in trying to make a play and losing than there is playing it tight and tying. Losing is a much worse option. So do I think a team will intentionally play for a tie? Absolutely not. But it's not crazy to... It's not just something that should be totally dismissed at the surface.
Yeah, it's like I said. It's maybe a slightly greater possibility than normal. So maybe 1.5%.
All right. Anyway. Who are you? So, should they even play Jordan Reed this week?
Yeah, if he's healthy, they got to play anybody who's healthy. You can't save anybody for the playoffs at this point, because if you don't have Jordan Reed, I mean, you know, they've struggled. You know, they struggled starting with Thanksgiving in Dallas when he was, hurt and limited to part-time. You know, that's kind of when, the reason they're in this this winning in week 17, barring a tie, excuse me, I guess I'll throw that in there, is because, Jordan Reed has missed so much time and been ineffective. You know, I think that, you can't overlook that as a factor in the losses to Arizona and to the Panthers, and in the close game they played against the Eagles.
Well, and so that's kind of where I think we're at. There's a lot of the Skins had a good win in Chicago, no doubt about it. But that Bears team is pretty awful, and
yeah,
I don't know. Hopefully, that can be the game that gets the Redskins kind of back on the right track, and specifically offensively, moving the ball well again without Jordan Reed, because that's been a problem for them. I still don't know that that's who the team is. You know what I mean? I'm curious.
Yeah, I mean, you're you're not as good as you look in your best games, and you're not as bad as you look in your worst games.
Right. But I guess no matter who the Giants are benching, and this is kind of what Gruden spoke to the other day, say we've talked about Eli and Odell kind of at length here. They're not going to bench their whole defense, and their defense is pretty good. So I think the Skins need to be really laser focused on Sunday at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, that's true, but you're just talking about the injury guy. Is Janoris Jenkins their best corner? Is he going to play? I mean, he had that bruise, you know, that back or organ injury, whatever it was, that he sat out the Thursday night game against the Eagles. Do you is that a guy that you rest?
Well, and isn't Snacks Harrison a little beat up too?
Yeah, well, everybody's a little beat up.
But I thought he had to leave a game or something. I could be wrong.
You know what? No, I didn't see what they did. And Thursday night, they did call a timeout because he was injured on the field. But I don't remember if he came back in. But we can easily find that out.
Right. Pierre Paul's going to be out no matter what. I don't even know that he's able to come back at this point.
No, that was happy talk nonsense that he could come back for. Even, you know, maybe if the Giants make the Super Bowl, maybe come back for that.
So, Jordan Rainin, I think I'm saying that name right, does a good job covering the Giants for ESPN.
Yeah, former CSNer, by the way, in Philly.
Oh, okay, cool. I know I follow him on Twitter. And did he cover the Eagles or did he cover?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
No, he was an Eagles guy.
Okay, cool.
CSN Philly.
He's saying Eli should not be playing, which I find pretty interesting.
Well, you know, he does have that consecutive games started streak going, which is, I think, this would put it at 199, I think.
Interesting.
So, you know, that would be something there, but, you know, obviously you're not going to play him for a snap just so he can say he started and then put in Josh Johnson. But,
I think he plays,
you know, that.
I think no way he plays after halftime.
I don't know.
Well, you know, a guy I think that will definitely sit is Jonathan Casillas, that linebacker.
Yep.
He was talking about wanting to sit before the Eagles game last Thursday. So, all right, let's talk a little in-house. So, you said Jordan Reed should play if he's healthy. I don't know that he's going to be healthy, honestly. That'll be an interesting to watch. What about Rob Kelly?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I think there's no question. If he can go, you know, everybody is banged up to an extent this year. And I don't know, do you trust Matt Jones? If you go, you know, I mean, you know, Mac Brown had a nice little, you know, half quarter, whatever it was, against the Giants. Against the Bears. But you know, can you rely on him for a whole game? Do you want to? You know, I think they got a nice little rhythm with Chris Thompson, kind of keeping him with a light, kind of high impact workload. You want to put Matt Jones back in? I mean, I probably would, but
I know
you
would.
I don't think that's anything the team's going to do right now at this late date. I mean, you know, I think you play him. These guys, he wanted to go back into the game on Saturday, and Jay said he probably could have.
Of course you want Matt Jones back in. I hope one of our listeners had 16 minutes into the podcast before you started advocating for Matt Jones again. But I tell you what, when Jay Gruden talked about the running back situation and kind of talking about Rob Kelly's injury, he didn't make even mention of Matt Jones, which I found.
Jones was not in that team photo, no.
It was fairly telling. I think Rob Kelly doesn't practice and will go on Sunday. I honestly think he's okay. He wanted to be back out there. We talked to him post-game. He came out on the show with us, and he was joking around that he wanted to get one of those touchdowns. So I think he's good to go.
Right.
I'm going to kind of blow our cover, and people can figure out exactly when we recorded this thing, but the Bills just fired Rex and Rob Ryan.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. Well, so, that is not particularly surprising. Although I thought they might hang on to him, but
man, I think
he was not the hire of the current ownership. So
I think if you're the Bills, you keep him because mediocrity in Buffalo nobody pays attention to. Mediocrity with Rex Ryan running his mouth, at least people are paying attention.
Right. That is true. I guess he'll be running his mouth someplace else.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll go inside and look at my Twitter feed and see Rex Ryan for Redskins defensive coordinator tweets.
That's what I was just about to ask you. Who knows what's going to happen with Joe B? I've heard some different things, and none of it's worth reporting quite yet. But I don't think Rex Ryan would be a fit with this current organization, even should there be a defensive coordinator opening. You know, he's just too bombastic, and I don't know how he steps back into a coordinator role at this point in his career unless it's with Pete Carroll or Bill Belichick. I don't think would ever take him, but some coach that's so established that Rex on the sideline isn't a distraction, if that makes sense.
Right. You know, Andy Reid, you know, somebody like that. But, you know, I don't think, you know, I think he would take a year off before he took a coordinator job for 2017. I'm sure he's getting paid. He got, you know, double paid by the Bills and Jets for a year or two. So I'm sure he's not going to be hurting for money. You know, Fox and CBS and NFL Network and everybody, ESPN, are probably already on the phone to his agent.
Right. It's a little, I mean, maybe that situation had gotten so prickly that it makes sense, but why not just let the guy finish the season? I mean, it's, we're 4 days till the season's over for the Bills. Just let him finish it out.
Yeah. Yeah. This is true.
But
I don't think it was it. Everybody always says, well, we want to get a head start on the best candidates. I mean, come on. Like, nobody has ever started making calls about a new head coach.
Right.
While your guy was currently hired. Right. I mean, you know, hey, I hate to shock anybody out there, but it happens all the time.
This is pretty funny. A tweet from PFT commenter. Extremely messed up of the Bills to fire the Ryan brothers before lunch. I enjoyed that.
I guess they can just go get a GD snack and be all right.
All right, one more guy that's dealing with injury. Sua Cravens. Jay Gruden basically told us yesterday that when he comes back, he's going to be a safety. I think 2017, Sua is a really good safety option. You think he's going to be ready to go in the secondary kind of right away?
Good question. I think, you know, would he be, even if he's not quite all there, would he be an improvement over what they have out there now? You know, let me change that. If you don't have him back, last line of defense, just leave Will Blackman a free safety and keep Cravens pretty much in the box, and I think you're okay.
You and I argued about this, was it Friday night in Chicago? I feel like you and I argued about this. I think what they've been getting from Dante Whitner is so bad that you got to make a move anyway, and I think now with Whitner banged up, he's got a quad injury. I think Jay said he was day-to-day. I think now's the perfect time to make the move. You see Dante Whitner almost messed up that interception between Breland and Norman against Barkley?
Yeah. I'm never one to say, well, you know, they have to do something because whatever they put in there couldn't be any worse. Because a lot of the time what they put in is worse. But I think this might be an exception to that rule.
Yeah, I'm with you. I just Googled a bunch of pictures of Rob Ryan, and now I'm laughing. So I don't know that Sua will be able to go this week against the Giants, but we'll see. I think if there's a playoff game, I think Sua's your starting strong safety.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, that was supposed to be, you know, I thought it was more like a two-week injury when it originally happened. Now, of course, Jay has completely gotten away from giving any kind of time frame for a return for any players. It's day-to-day, week-to-week means he's probably missing the next game. But beyond that, it's anybody's guess. So,
everybody is just constantly day-to-day.
Would not be surprised to see him back, but it's certainly possible that he won't be.
Yeah. All right, different question. What is up with Vernon Davis? He was so good earlier in the year, and now is he's struggling.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, against the Panthers, he had Pro Football Focus had him with two drops. I think you could probably give him one or two more at least. Not really getting open. You know, it's like all of a sudden, you know, it was just December/January Vernon Davis that Peyton Manning saw last night saw last year and completely ended up losing trust in the guy. I mean, it's just, it's strange. I you know, and it certainly would be good if Jordan Reed is either out or not at 100%, that if he could just step it up just a little bit, you know, I think that would help things out a lot.
Well, and I think there's been two touchdown drops. There was, you know, the drop in the Panthers game, I think, would have given them a touchdown and brought that to maybe within a field goal if they scored at that point. And then in the Bears game, I think he dropped one in the end zone, didn't he?
Yeah, that one's a little tougher, but I think he, you know, maybe not even a dive, a little lunge for it, I think he would have had it in his hands.
Yeah. And, you know, even if Jordan Reed comes back, he's still going to have that injury. The only thing that fixes Jordan Reed's shoulder injury is rest, and he's not going to get it. So I think Vernon has been better when he's been playing alongside Jordan Reed rather than necessarily out. I mean, I guess the Jordan Reed missed, what, the Eagles and the Lions earlier this year after the concussion in the Ravens game? And in those two games, Davis played well. I mean, 8 catches for, call it, 130. But, I mean, his best game was in London playing with Jordan Reed there.
Yes, that's true. He is better in that second tight end role than he is in as the lead guy.
I mean, they could use more out of him. That'll be an interesting thing to watch. All right, so I know we kind of got a wrap. We got a lot going on over these next few days. What is your prediction for Sunday's game? You don't need a score or anything. Just tell me how it's going to go.
I think the Redskins can come out, and I, you know, the key every game this season, just about that they've won, is getting off to a fast start. If they can get out to that, even a 7-0 lead, 10-0, you know, they got up on the Bears 17-0. That would be nice, but you know, the Giants aren't the Giants aren't the Bears. So I think if they can get out to an early lead, just kind of get the Giants thinking, okay, what are we doing here? You know, why do I need to,
yeah,
to, you know, to bust my butt trying for a comeback? We got a real important game to play in a week. So I think if they can jump out to that 10-0 lead, you know, 10-3 even, whatever, name the score, just a significant lead,
yep,
in the first half, I think they'll be able to cruise home from there. If they're, you know, show up like they did in Arizona, like they did against the Panthers, you know, and the Giants say, hey, this is fun. Let's go. Let's beat these guys. Let's knock them out of the playoffs. This will be great. So I think we'll know a lot about the outcome of the game in the first 15, 20 minutes of play. I think the Redskins ultimately win, but they need that fast start.
I agree. I think that helped in Chicago and the, you know, the 3 games prior to that, there was no fast start, and I really think that hurt them. Who, where are we going for the first week of the playoffs?
Seattle.
Oh, dude, that's a nightmare.
No, I think it's fun.
Yo, it's fun until we have to take the red eye back to be ready for locker clean out.
I can do a red eye. young fella.
Oh, Tandler. All right. Very good, man. I will see you tomorrow, I believe.
Okay.
Okay, Tandler. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for listening to another episode of Redskins Talk the Podcast. Please subscribe and download and give us ratings and reviews. We appreciate all of that. Check out all of our content at csnmidatlantic.com and watch our shows on CSN Mid-Atlantic, the television station. I know this is a podcast and some of you are probably cord cutters out there, but some of you still watch TV. I know it. So watch us. Thanks very much, guys.
I owe you a beer.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.